I'm Mitch Wirtlieb with VPR News. It's unlikely Governor Phil Scott will propose any tax increases to help with a budget deficit that could approach $200 million next year. Finance and Management Commissioner Adam Gresham says the administration is projecting a major revenue shortfall unless Congress passes another stimulus package. Gresham says the governor will look at ways to restrict spending before considering tax hikes.
When we start a budget process, everything is on the table. It's silly to take anything off the table. But I would reveal to you that that would not be the first place he looks.
Gresham says the administration is urging Congress to pass a stimulus package during its current lame duck session. A Connecticut insurance company is suing 9 Vermont town clerks, saying their interpretation of the state's COVID-19 emergency order is unfairly restricting access to land records. The Connecticut Attorney's Title Insurance Company, which has a branch in South Burlington, filed the lawsuit in Chittenden Superior Court. The company says it wants the towns to increase the number of hours town vaults are open to the public. The inability to access land records is slowing down real estate transactions, the company argues, and they are asking the court for an expedited decision given the, quote, time sensitivity of the issues involved. The town clerks named in the suit are from the towns of Bolton, Georgia, Lincoln, Milton, Northfield, Plainfield, Shrewsbury, South Burlington, and Whiting. A surge in coronavirus cases in Vermont has hunger advocates worried it could lead to job losses and more people without enough to eat. Vermont Food Bank CEO John Sales says the food bank saw a spike in demand when the state's unemployment rate shot up to 16% in April. Since then, the unemployment rate has fallen, dropping to 3.2% by October, but Sales says there's been no decrease in demand at the food bank. He's worried about a worsening pandemic and what it could mean for workers if more businesses have to close.
I'm very concerned with this new surge in coronavirus cases and the closing down, you know, of restaurants and other activities that more people are going to be losing jobs again, and we're going to see another surge in need.
Sales notes that a surge in joblessness could happen just as several pandemic food relief programs are set to lose funding by year's end. Eye on the sky for today. Areas of morning fog will thin to clouds and a few glimpses of sun, mostly south today. A slight chance of a shower north, mainly over the higher terrain. Highs today in the 40s to near 50 degrees with a few low 50s far south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wirtlieb.